Hello, I'm Johnny Fleming, and this is the afternoon's latest news, sport and weather. Luxembourg will begin enforcing a partial ban on smartphones in schools from today, starting at primary level. This comes as part of a nationwide push to curb screen time and support students' mental health and academic performance. Primary school pupils will only be allowed to use their personal devices for educational purposes or in case of emergency. Cardinals will meet today to decide the date for Pope Francis' funeral. The pontiff died at his home in the Vatican on Monday, aged 88, after suffering a stroke. With his passing, attention has turned to who might lead the Catholic Church into the next chapter. Among the names of the potential successors is 67-year-old Archbishop of Luxembourg, Jean-Claude Hollerich. Luxembourg Prime Minister Luc Frédérin is currently in Japan for an official visit aimed at reinforcing bilateral relations. In Tokyo, Frédérin will hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Ishiba and economic representatives. A visit to the Luxembourg Pavilion at the World Expo in Osaka is also on the agenda. In other news, Gaza's civil defense agency has accused the Israeli military of carrying out summary executions in the killing of 15 rescue workers last month, rejecting the findings of an internal probe by the army. The medics and other rescue workers were killed when responding to distress calls near Gaza's southern city of Rafah early on March 23, days into Israel's renewed offensive in the Hamas-run territory. And Harvard sued the U.S. administration on Monday in a sharp escalation of the fight between the prestigious university and President Donald Trump. Trump has sought to bring several prestigious universities to heel over claims they tolerated campus anti-Semitism, threatening their budgets, tax-exempt status, and the enrollment of foreign students. But Harvard has refused to bow. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. And sport now, starting with football. Nottingham Forest beat struggling Tottenham 2-1 on Monday, bouncing back from two earlier defeats. Forest came into the game at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium in the sixth spot on the table after losses to Aston Villa and Everton. Leaders Liverpool have one hand on the Premier League title and Arsenal are likely to finish second. And nearly 1,000 runners turned out for Grevenmacher's Easter race, with local star Cheryl Grethen clinched victory in the 10-kilometre main event. Lena Kafer led the women's and uniform services categories. Organised by the Athletic Club of the East, it was a record-breaking turnout, with 692 runners registered for the main 10K race alone. Weather now. It's continuing to be a cloudy day with moderate showers possible this afternoon. It should dry off by this evening. Temperatures will rise to a maximum of 15 degrees, falling back to around 11 degrees Celsius later in the evening.